It's great to be back with you. I know I was back last week as well, but it's great to be here together again. For those who don't know, I'm Andy. I think most of you do know me by now to some extent. I'm the pastor here at Wootton Baptist. 9 months. 9 months. Thank you for not chucking me out. Thank you. I do really appreciate that, as long as my family. So we are starting a new sermon series that will lead us right to the end of the year. That's great. That's really good. And we're going to be looking at the armour of God in different ways, different perspectives. There'll be interactions, there'll be discussions. And it's just fantastic to gather again, as we do, to discern God's heart, to share, to listen, to sing, to respond, and to receive, hopefully, something that is of the kingdom of heaven. That's what we are about. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Saviour. He is all-powerful, almighty, and he's a true, one, awesome, living God. I say one, it's Father, Son, and Spirit. We do believe that here, that there's the Father, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Helper. We believe in that. So when I say one God, it's the triunity. The third hypostasis. I've got to use my 3 years at Spurgeon's College. Well, 6 years to something, right? The hypostasis of God. So let's pray. Thank you so much, Jesus, again, that you are with us, you're for us, you're not against us. But we also recognize that we are in a battle. We are in the world. We are in your kingdom. When we accept you as Lord and Savior, we inherit so much as your children. And yet we recognize that there is still darkness, there is still hurts, there's still pains, and there is an enemy that is not of this world, that is destroying your creation, humanity. Jesus, help us to lean into you, to trust you, to hear from an open and authentic and honest way, to recognize areas of sin in our own lives that have not been dealt with or brought into the light. Help us not to judge one another in a way that tears down, but help us to seek you first and foremost, the author and protector and strengthener. You lead us to become more like you. Help us to love you and to love one another. Help us not to keep our sins hidden, but to bring them by your love and grace and mercy into the light. Amen. Okay, so the first slide, please. Thank you very much. Battle? What battle? Are you aware that we are in a battle? Now, I'm not talking about tanks and planes and everything else, or drones or whatever, although that is reality. That we are in a human war zone as well, in many areas of this world. But we are focusing particularly on the spiritual battle. We're going to be referencing Ephesians. That is the book we are looking at specifically. Battle. What battle? Oh, battle of the PowerPoint. Going one way. Okay. So I want to talk a bit about different types of battlegrounds. Two in particular. Recognize that, anyone? So we have different grounds. There's the playground. Anybody been on the playground? Anybody not been on the playground? Really? Never in your life? In your life, as a child growing up, anybody not been on the playground We all understand what a playground is. Okay. Wow. So a playground, and then there's the battleground. The playground and the battleground. So, that's quite small. I'm going to turn this way. What are the key characteristics of a playground? Fun, safety focused. You've got sometimes the spongy floors. You have grass areas. You have safety in mind. It's okay to make mistakes, right? You're going to go on the playground. You're going to have fun. They might make a few mistakes here and there, but you're going to be pretty much safe. You might break a bone, you might fall off. You know, the kids do like to push themselves, or the adults might think that they're not too grown up to still go on the playground and then have an accident. It's an opportunity to explore different areas of the playground. You're not going to get hurt by exploring. Okay, you might get your finger trapped, you know, a child might accidentally trip, or, you know, there's still some hazards, but in general, it's safe, there's boundaries, it's very clearly a playground to explore and have fun. Battleground, in our understanding of a battleground, in the world, that is. Oh, this is great, battleground! Wow! Come on. If only there was a bit of lightning. It didn't work. But a battleground, it's unsafe. It's not safe. A battleground is very dangerous. It's horrific. It is horrific. It is not okay to make mistakes. There are severe consequences if you were to make mistakes on a live, active battleground. It's certainly not a sightseeing exercise. I think sometimes on the adverts you see, it really does makes warfare look very great and wonderful. Explore the world. But actually, it's not necessarily a sightseeing environment. Often battlegrounds are very open and vast. It's a very different type of ground. So why am I talking about this? Some of you may already be thinking, oh yeah, okay, I see where he's going with this. The playgrounds, the battlegrounds. So in our Christian lives, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour, it's that spiritual milk. It's like, I don't know about you, but there's that real hunger and thirst. Wow, this is amazing. Jesus is so real. And then you just want to read your Bible. You're enthused and you're just like a sponge, wanting to take all this in. Wow, this is like life, real life. You want to pray. You get involved in services, in serving, and whatever that may be. And there's that real simple heart faith and connection in something that is other. It's not of this world, but that's Jesus and the kingdom of heaven. Now, for some of us, our faith journey is not like that. It's a slow burner. Oh, I've always been in church. I kind of went with my parents or grandparents. And I've just been going ever since. There hasn't been a significant lightning bolt moment or thunderclap. It's just a slow burn, like gentle, slow burner. But there's a gentle and there's a progression of our lives being transformed because of Christ. I would just throw out there that if we haven't encountered the living Jesus, then I would say with absolute conviction, 100%, that he is real, alive, and truly Saviour, Lord of Lords, King of Kings. There is no one, there is nothing that even remotely comes close to his authority, his power, his love, his grace, his mercy. And if we haven't encountered and accepted the Jesus that I read in the Bible, a Saviour, then that's not the true Jesus. We may have been let down by false Christs. We may have been let down by false teaching. We may have been fed lies about what faith is. The past is for reference, not for residence. Jesus Christ is here today, the one true living God. Faith. When we accept Jesus as our Saviour, when we surrender and we recognise him as someone that we have to surrender to and accept that we are a sinner, of which, dare I say, we all are sinners. None of us are perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect in all his ways. He suffered, went to the cross, he rose again. He understands the different battlegrounds. He understands how we grow, how we develop. I think you even said, he even knows the amount of hairs in our armpits. But it's true, he knows us, truly knows us. So when we're going through the different environments that we are walking, that we are working, where we're working, our home lives, do we recognize that we are walking effectively in the world but not of the world? It's a battleground. But we need to recognize, this picture shows, I couldn't find a source for this picture. There is heaven, and I do believe there is hell. What hell is, what heaven is, okay, we can talk and debate and discuss, but the concept, there is heaven, there's a hell. There is light, there is dark. I think you remember, so Vince, if I can ask you, so, you know, he's a tough lad. Tough man. Right, so in the world, we've got tensions all the time. We know that we've got to go to Jesus, right? But we also know that there's sin and there's temptation, and our lives are in this tension of going, oh, and the devil wants to pull us apart. He wants to take us away from Christ. And that is his sole purpose, his sole aim is to destroy humanity. But we're in this tension, and sometimes we just go, okay, fine, because it's hard and it can be tough. And we can feel that we're being overwhelmed, and it's very easy to just be led that way. Thank you very much. I actually wouldn't want to mess with you at all because you're very tough. Thank you. But this spiritual battle we live in, there's a time where we've got to get off the playground. We need to enter the battleground. We need to move out from our place of comfort, our place of playtime, and engage and enter in to the battle. We need to take a stand. The ground we walk with faith is the foundation that is Jesus Christ. He is our rock. He's the sure foundation. It is in him that we trust wherever we go, whatever we do, he is with us as the true rock. That's the ground that we walk upon. Not treading down Jesus, no, but the foundation of a faith. Why does that matter? Well, who defines us? Jesus. I've said this before. I'm a sinner. Yeah, hang on a minute. I'm a child of God. My inheritance is in Christ. I'm chosen, called, set apart, healed, saved. Wow. And by his love, grace, and mercy, he's helping me work through the sins in my life. But it's not the sin that defines who I am anymore. It's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, I do believe, what is our battle? What do we need to do as Christians? Well, surely we need to pray and fast every single day for a year, non-stop, 24/7. We just need to get rid of everything that remotely is sin. No TV, no Amazon, whatever we subscribe to. Nothing. We've got to be careful about every single thing in life. Now, while there's some truth in that, we do need to be aware of those temptations, aware of how much time we give to certain idols. Let's be honest, it's quite easy to sit on YouTube for hours, I find that. And actually, that's not healthy. I need to cut that out. We all have our thing that we know we give too much time to that is not honouring to Christ. Yes, but we do not live under the old law anymore. The old law being masses of regulations, rules, outworkings because of God's wrath. He is a holy God, appeasing God by so many sacrifices and regulations and laws and abiding by this. Whereas the new law with Christ, we have been given so much freedom because of Christ. Jews and Gentile, we're all part of his saving grace and his love. Choice, with choice comes responsibility. We can choose to go down and continue in our sinful attitudes, returning to the vomits of sin. We can choose whatever we want. It's not a ticket to heaven. I believe in Jesus. I'm going to heaven. I can do what I want. I'm fine. No, I don't believe that. I do believe, like the thief on the cross, if there's a genuine repentance and turning to Christ, no matter who you are, what you've done, that by God's love and grace and mercy, you will be saved. But what is our battleground? When we feel like we're safe and comfortable and it's all fine, you know, I think the enemy's won. I think Satan's won because we're not being effective. We're just being comfortable and nice. The kingdom of comfort was an album titled by Delirious back in the day, but the kingdom of comfort. Now, I'm a simple faith guy that can get caught up in lots of doctrinal things, primary issues, secondary issues, pre-tribulation, post-tribulation, and all many things, theological perspectives that we find ourselves grappling with today. Big part of that is because we can access anything within a few clicks. We can listen to whoever, whenever, in the palm of our hands with our devices, mobile phones. I just want to keep it a bit more simple, personally. Come back to what really matters, and that's Jesus. He's Lord and Saviour. I was chatting to a few people this week, actually. What can we as Christians say with total conviction, 100% total conviction, with absolute authenticity? Personally, Jesus is Lord and Saviour. What else in our Christian faith can we say with 100% conviction? When we read scripture, the various doctrines, the various outworkings, the perspectives, you can read whilst I was chatting to Vicky about this in the week. We can read well-resourced and studied and deep theologians who have given their life to studying the Bible with a certain lens of a doctrinal outworking. And you go, yeah, I believe that. I can see what they're saying. I get it. But then you can read something else over here with recognised theologians, with recognised studies, with people giving their life to studying, and they present a different argument, perspective. And you go, I can believe that. Makes sense. What do I do? And that's just, there's another voice over here, or there's other theologians here, or over here, or here. And before you know it, have we lost sight of what really matters? When we resist the devil, he will flee. James 4:7. It's not a he might, he will. And it got me thinking, well, in my own life, I've been involved in spiritual warfare, casting out demons, or a leader telling us, keep going, there must be a demon in someone, when there's not. You've got to keep praying. And actually, maybe we've put a demon in them. I'm not being funny, we're not quite that extreme. I've fasted, I've prayed, I've seen people healed, and all those things. But I think that the real battleground is in our hearts and in our minds. It's who we are that truly matters. People see when we are different. I don't know if I shared here before, but Ellie and I, we love each other very much. We've been married for 20 years, 21 this year, is that right? 19 this year. 20 years this year, 19 this year. I thought it was 20. Yeah, we get on really well. Or at least we did before I just said that. Well, so I thought we're getting 20 years this year. Well, okay. Well, okay. Right, so we've been married for quite a long time. I can't remember what I was going to say now. What was I talking about? Why did I say married?
We
love each
other very
much. Yeah. I've completely lost my train of thought. Thank you. Background, mind, heart. But why have I mentioned that? Oh, yes. Yes. I got it. Okay. Thank you. Right. So we love each other very much. Been married 19 years this year. And we, you know, we bicker a little bit. We sometimes disagree, and sometimes we don't hide it very well. And the school run in the previous school where we were at, and, you know, sometimes might be a bit like, not that we're terrible. And then somebody came up to us and said, it might be a bit weird, but I'm really sorry to ask, but would you be my friend? Like this, and we'll love, because you're always the happy couple. And we're like, really? We're always the happy couple? And we found it really funny. But the point is, people notice. People see the difference. And when we're in our Christian bubbles, our Christian world, perhaps we end up forgetting that the true mission and mandate and battleground is out there. In the world, not of the world. We come together to worship, to pray, to give God all the honour and glory. But if we're not being transformed from the inside out, then is that truly being effective in our mission? So I say that because actually sometimes we can get bogged down by arguments, disagreements. And if somebody who's not a Christian came in and observed that, they'll be like, what are you going? I don't, that's not attractive. I don't want anything to do with that. They're just bickering over pointless things in their mind, perspective. Now, we know there's the Masonic Lodge here. We know that there's the Ram Inn here. Somebody sent me a message when I was on holiday and said, oh, are you aware of this? And there's another pastor. And the Ram Inn is a national place to receive Ouija board readings, ghost hunts, and all sorts of things. That's right in this town. Yeah, we know that there's things that are not of God here. We know that there's an enemy that distorts truth. But I believe more and more, as I'm getting older, that actually we don't absolutely do not need to be afraid at all, totally, of in fear of the dark. But people have been deceived. People have been swept away from the true Jesus. But what are we doing about that? So here in Wootton-under-Edge, and wherever you've travelled in from this morning, we, by embracing Jesus, accepting our inheritance, we can take a stand in his promises. And by our very transformed lives, that is ongoing, we're going to see lives transformed because of Christ. It's Jesus that matters. Have we lost sight of our inheritance? Maybe sometimes we think, oh, we don't need God anymore. We're happy and content. Before we can stand against Satan and his army, we must first bow before the Lord in prayer, and then put on the whole armour he has given us, which is what we're going to be looking at in the coming weeks. What is God's armour? What does that mean? How can we put on God's armour in the context of today's world? We've got to know our enemies, we've got to use the right equipment, and we must depend on the energy that God supplies. And at closing thought, I could go on and on. Sorry, I love this because it's so real. This is what matters, that we are disciples of Jesus Christ that we are being salt and light in the world, that we are desiring to want to roll up our sleeves, get on that narrow path and make the right choices, that tension that we live in, and go, no, I'm not going to do that anymore. I need help to get rid of that. Can't do it in our strength, but we can together, by the grace of God, have lives transformed because of God's love, God's grace, God's mercy. Some of us are maybe carrying things that we haven't told anyone. 20, 30, 40, 50 years. People die carrying so much because they didn't feel they could share. They didn't feel they could get stuff out into the open. In fear of being judged. In fear of being told you're not good enough. You're discarded. That's not Jesus. The problem is when we keep going back, we don't ever want to affirm and encourage and celebrate sin. Never. So let's help one another to not sin by the grace of God. Worship, open, life transformed. The ground we walk is sure and solid because of Jesus, the rock. Let's come out of the playgrounds. The focus on the playground is safety and comfort and all those sort of things, which is great, great. And the battleground, getting out, being salt and light amongst people, praying, getting out of our comfort. Not to deliberately go, I'm going to seek discomfort. Woe is me. No, no. What are the things that God has placed in you that you can bring his life out to those in our communities? Yeah, that's a great, this is a great quote. We do not fight for victory, but we fight from victory. So we don't fight for victory, but we fight from victory. Because Jesus has already won the battle. That is our inheritance. That is what we can take with confidence into the world. That we have a Saviour that has already won. Take our stand. When we get battered, beaten, bruised, take courage and strength and healing and stand up. Jesus has already won. So in the coming weeks, we're going to unpack the armour of God. Maybe take this notion of what's our posture when facing the battle. Who are those who have gone before us that we can take strength from, encouragement from in the Bible? And maybe start to think as you reflect on the message this morning. Actually, are there things in my life, our lives, that have remained hidden and has festered? Maybe there's things in our lives where we haven't surrendered to Christ. Maybe there are things where actually we know we're still in the playground. And it's time to grow up. We're focusing too much on the petty things. And we just need to grow up in our faith. Through it all, know that Jesus has already won. We don't need to be scared and intimidated by Satan. We don't need to be in fear of Satan. We need to be in fear of God, the Holy God, from a place where we surrender to him. But know and accept his love and grace and mercy. I'll stop, whilst I'm going to keep going and going and going. Okay, we're going to pray. And in response, there's a few songs that, we'll sing and lead. There is communion, but I think we've done this before, where please come up and receive in your time during these songs that are being sung. We don't have to all drink the wine together this morning. I think this is a personal response where you receive the bread, receive the wine, and you sit and you get right with God. Just take this moment to get right with him. Please don't put too much pressure on yourself. I'm terrible at this. God, I'm sorry I've messed up again. I'll never do that again. And maybe an hour later or even 10 minutes later, I've done it again. Be honest, be real, pray, get right with God. Jesus is all-powerful and all-knowing. Surrender afresh to him and take a stand in Christ, because he has already won the victory. Amen. Amen. Okay, so Lord Jesus, thank you that you are Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that when we resist the devil, he will flee. Thank you, Jesus, that you have already won the battle. And that our heart posture, our confidence, and our assurance, when we accept you, Jesus, as our Savior, that we come from a place where we don't have to try and win the victory, but we come from a place where it's from the place of victory. Help us to be aware of the darkness around us where we are, whether that be in schools, our communities, in the workplace, at home, in our own hearts and in our minds. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to continue to trust you, to be led by you, so that we can become more like you in the darkness of this world. Help us to shine truth from the inside out because of your changing grace, changing love, transforming us to not walk the path of sin and temptation, but to walk in the path of victory and strength and assurance. Recognizing, as frail as we are, you forgive, you love, you transform. May you, Jesus, be the defining outworking in our lives where people go, wow, what is that about? How come you don't do X, Y, and Z? Why do you still choose to be kind to me when I've treated you like a piece of poo? Why do you do that? Why have you done that? Why don't you go and get drunk? Why don't you swear? Why are you so patient? Why do you care so much? Why are you always smiling? You've got a death-threatening disease, but you're still smiling. Why do you choose to live like this? Why do you choose as parents to not give your kids all these things when they're 8, 7, 6, 5? Why are you choosing to be different because you love? Because of Jesus, that's why. My faith is real, that's why. It matters, because there is a heaven and there's a hell. Lord, help us to engage in this battle. Help us not to remain static and stagnant. And help us to surrender afresh to you. Amen. So for those who are able, could maybe just help facilitate. That'd be great, thank you. Just to facilitate, and if people like prayer, there will be people to pray. But make this a great space and opportunity to get right before God, to get a right perspective. Amen, 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 amen.